In most places, summer isn't the best time to ski. But atop a mile-high glacier in Girdwood, elite skiers have converged from across the country and the world to train. APRN's Joaquin Palomino has the story.
It's a warm July day in Girdwood. But after a 10-minute helicopter ride to Eagle Glacier in the Chugach Mountains, it starts to look and feel a bit like winter. The temperature drops and snow blankets the ground. About 24 women, most from Alaska Pacific University's cross-country ski team, are at the glacier for a week-long training camp. Head coach Eric Flora gives pointers during the morning workout.
There we go. Use the body weight to tip into the hill. Very nice. Nice teamwork, ladies.
The athletes train 5 hours a day and spend their downtime in a rustic building precariously perched beside a 5,000-foot cliff. Olympian Keegan Randall has been coming to the trainings for 14 years and says they've helped her become one of the world's top speed skiers.
Well, I've always been really proud of Eagle Glacier and the opportunities we have here. And so when I'm out traveling around the World Cup, I like to talk it up. We can ski twice a day and we can do so at a moderate altitude to where we don't really have to modify our training intensities. So it's pretty unique.
While snow is a constant on the glacier, relatively warm summer temperatures create less than ideal skiing conditions. As the athletes trudge up a steep hill on the 10-kilometer track, they struggle to push through the slushy snow. But Eric Flora says the tough environment has its perks.
Every time the Olympic comes up, the trail turns to a mess. You have rain, sleet, soft snow, and that's the magic of Eagle Glacier, because you can see in the course we have here, it's not easy now. It's really deep and like challenges the balance. And so we have a term for it, championship weather.
APU skiers aren't the only ones benefiting from the week-long training. Each year, at least one international athlete comes to Eagle Glacier. 2 years ago, Aino Kaisa Saarinen from Finland and APU skier and Olympian Holly Brooks bunked together. The two quickly became friends, and they reunited at the Sochi Olympics last winter, where Saarinen took home 2 silver medals.
We ran into Aino Kaisa, and she stopped us, and she started crying. And she said, "I want to thank you girls, because I think that spending time in Alaska and spending time with you really helped me and my team earn this medal. Of course, we wish that the U.S. had been able to bring home that medal, but that was really a priceless moment for us."
This summer, Norway's Celine Brun-Lie traveled 4,000 miles just to train on Eagle Glacier.
We don't have glaciers that we can ski on during the summer, so it's really nice to be able to ski this late in the summer.
Brun-Lie says she's having a blast in Alaska, and while the people she's training with will be fierce competitors on the World Cup circuit come winter, right now she's just trying to learn as much as she can.
I can teach Keegan something, she can teach me something, and then in the winter maybe I beat her because she told me that, or she beats me because I told her something. But I think that's the way it should work, and that's the fun thing about sports.
The women's training session ends Sunday, and APU's men's team will be on the glacier at the end of the month. On Eagle Glacier, I'm Joaquin Palomino.